We ended off last week with the Chavavis stating that somebody who is not by Teichon Ribbono Shalom is automatically by Teichon somebody else, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will then say, listen here, you want to be by Teichon somebody else, I'll let you be by Teichon somebody else. Now it's up to him to take care of you. And that gets dangerous, because there's no way that anybody has the ability to take care of anybody else. And certainly a person doesn't have the ability to take care of himself.
He needs a Ribbono Shalom.
And he says, Mishu b'teach b'mashu achar chutz mi'Hashem l'kim meisim yimenu hashkachosui v'oize v'oize v'yad mishu b'otach aloch. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away his hashkacha from this person and he gives him over to the person he's b'teach. Now l'chor, it's not just a person who's b'teach and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is b'teach and somebody else. There's different levels, and everybody has a different level to the amount that a person is b'teach and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the amount that he's mashgiach on the person. And it could be every person, there's no two people probably that have the same dargah. And not only that, even every person themselves, depending on the day and depending on the hour and depending on how much he's being oisik in the inyanim b'tochen and work on the inyanim b'tochen, it changes. It could change with the minute even, like we mentioned before in the story with the goyin, with Rechaim Volozhin, that in the middle of him learning with the goyin, he felt an aliyah, an yirido, ukedeme. Mamas changes, and the more a person works in it, the more he's. It's a milsa de ram yaleh de inish, ve'adaite, it's something which he's involved in. And the Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu acts. Hashem Tilcha, Hashem acts the way that a person acts to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is in all areas, not just in Bitochin, in Emuna, in all Hashkacha. It's all the way, the amount that a person relies is makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashgiach on him. That's the amount that Kadosh Baruch Hu shows his hashgacha. And he says somebody that doesn't do that. He says v'yikemar ilish and emar lem kishtayim rois os ami oisi ozvu makor mayim chayim lachzevem beres nishbarim. This is where v'nemar teimiris koydim besav neshore chalisev. Klai Yisrael did, Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling that Klai Yisrael did two things wrong. First of all, they let go of me, they neglected me, and they ignored me, and they weren't petech on me, says Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a halbitzar. What's even worse is that, who did they take instead? Instead of a be'er, which is a ve'a me'atzmoy, they went to get a bar, which is something that you have to fill up with water, and not only that, bar's nechtsovim, this is bar's nechtsovim, bar's nechbarim. It doesn't have water inside. So Bechlal, instead of getting Makor Mayim Chaim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're instead taking from they're looking to take from a bar, and certainly they're not going to be able to satisfy their desires. And the same thing by Vaymuris Kvoidom, Bisav Neshore Chalisim. Who did they take instead of the Ribbono Shel Olam by the ego? Oh, sure. Not just that they didn't take the Ribbono Shel Olam, they weren't protecting the Ribbono Shel Olam. What they took instead, that's what's so bad. So to take a human being, to be b'teach on a human being, no matter who that human might be, is certainly, when it compares to Ribbono Shel Olam, ein ma ledaber. V'nemar orah hagevesh ha'yiftach v'adam v'som b'sar zroyim, and Hashem yosu v'yivay. It says the orah, the Beis HaLevi speaks out, he says, who would want to go ahead and bring be a deal, in other words, consciously decide to bring a klal on himself, not to be b'teach on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Orah hagever, cursed is the person, asher yiftach ba'adam, who is b'teach and a human, v'som b'sar azrayim, u'min Hashem yosel iboy, and he puts his faith, he puts his koyach in the strength of man, and not in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He takes his hashkach, his b'teach from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's not just that it's a silly thing to do. It's bringing upon a person a klala. Why would a person in his right mind do such a thing? V'al mishe b'teach b'ashem amar akosuf, and somebody that is b'teach and Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says Baruch Hagev Hashem Yiftach B'Hashem Ha'oyah Hashem Yiftach Hai. It brings bracha to him. It's not just that it's a good idea and you have only what to gain. It's a special bracha of being b'teach and Ribbono Shel Olam. V'nem Asher Hagev Hashem Som Hashem Yiftach Hai V'leipanel Rehovim V'sati Chazam. It says praiseworthy is the person who is b'teach and Kadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't turn to all types of arrogant and people and distorted ways to try to get what he wants. Now, Chazal Darshan is pasuk, and I think this is really where the difficulty comes when it gets to Bitochin, is they Darshan on Yitzvah Tzadik. Ashrei Hagever Shosem Hashem Yiftachai, praiseworthy is the one who relies on Ribbono Shel Olam, Zeh Yosef. V'lo Yipanel Rehovim, and he doesn't turn to Rehovim, arrogant people, Mitzrayim, what's called Rav, Zay Yosef. So was Yosef Boiteach, was Yosef not a Boiteach? He was a Boiteach, but then Mitzat Sheni sounds like he was Panel somebody else instead of the Bitochen. So it's the Stir Minei Ubei in the Pasuk. Says the Chazon Ish in Perek Beis and Muna Bitochen, he says, no, that's exactly the Nekuda that Chazal were bringing out. Certainly every person has a Chayvus Hishtadlus. Yosef Tzadik was the quintessential Boiteach in a Kaddish Baruch. And Memelo, he was the Boiteach, that's Chadal Dashinim, Asher Geva Shesom Hashem Eftochai. He was the Boiteach in Ribbono Shel Olam. However, he knows that there's a Chiv Hashtadlus. Kaddish Baruch Hu put into the Teva that there's a Chiv Hashtadlus. And Memelo, he wanted to be Mishtadl. How do you be Mishtadl? He asked the Mitzvah to remind him. Chazal say that on Yosef's Dargo of being the quintessential Boiteach, that wasn't considered Ishtadlus. It's like a drowning man that wants to save himself, so he grabs that piece of straw. He knows that the straw is going to hold him up. The straw is not going to... It's something which was done out of desperation. It's not something which was a thought out, decided, calculated decision of this is an Ishtadlus which could possibly work. And Memela, on Yosef's Dargo, that's not considered Ishtadlus. Memela Mitzat Sheni, he was Pono Rehovim. He was... Why? Because Mitzriyim were considered Rav. They're considered Balei Gaiva, and they're not going to do anything for anybody else. Who am I to do it? Am I a friar? Am I going to do something for you? Who do you think I am? Memela, that's not even considered Ishtadlus. And says the Chazon Ish, this is really, every single person has this. Yes, Yosef Tzadik and his Dargo, that was his Chesaron in Ishtadlus in Bitochen. Can you hear that wasn't even considered Ishtadlus. But every person has to make a calculated decision to figure out what is considered Ishtadlus and what's not considered Ishtadlus. And work accordingly. And not to do more Ishtadlus than he needs, but not to do less than Ishtadlus than he needs. The person has to do Ishtadlus, and something is not considered Ishtadlus. Zundel Salan said that for him Ishtadlus is to buy a lottery ticket. Why? Because if he wins, then there's at least a person can be toilet, and he says, it doesn't look like an Eitz Nigla. So you can't rely just on Nisim. So Memela, if he wins, people say, ah, yeah, he won the lottery. Somebody's got to win, right? Somebody's got to win.
How do you figure out?
How do you figure where your status is? So this is something which is, this is the Nekuda which is very difficult to figure out. How can a person figure out what their status is? So, specifically with Ishtadlus, since a person feels that he's in control of doing Ishtadlus, certain things a person realizes he has no control at all, there's nothing that he can do. There's no Ishtadlus that he can do in the situation, he must be B'teichon Kodesh Baruch. Certain things he feels, no, I have me out of this. Memela, if I'm going to be Mishtadl, I'm going to be Mishtadl all the way. There's a story with Rebbe Yolapian. Somebody, one of the Bachman in his yeshiva, came to him, and he told him he's leaving yeshiva. So he says, why are you leaving the yeshiva? He says, I have to go to college to learn a trade. So he said, why do you have to learn a trade? Does that have to make a parnas? So he said to him, who said that you're going to bechlal find a job? He said, Beis Hashem, find a job, no? He says, okay. And if you find a job, how much money do you have to make already? Do you have to go to college? He says, well, Beis Hashem, I'll get married. No? Who says you're going to get married? Beis Hashem, get married. No? How much money do you need, even if you get married, to support your wife? Nah, Beis Hashem, I'll have children, and they're going to raise them. And who told you you're going to have children? It's Beis Hashem. Why are you so pessimistic today? What? He says, I don't understand. To find a job, to get married, to have children, all that, you rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, but also when it comes to how much you're going to make in Mechulu, now you don't rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's a Nekuda? What's Takav Shah? Because with kids, there's nothing really that you could do. When you're getting married, you realize you have to rely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can make all the shtetlis that you want, and you can do all the... Lamaisa, it's really the Ribbono Shel Olam at the bottom line that's going to come through for you. As opposed to Parnassah, listen here, if I get a good job, I go to a good college, I'm gonna, then in economy, then I'll make Parnassah. But if not, not. So, how do we draw the line? And it's a very difficult question. Somebody once asked me, I was talking with somebody, he asked me this question, Halacha Lamaisa, he's going back to go to work. And his question is as follows. Should he go to NYU, business school? Starting salary when he comes out is $180,000 a year? Or should he go to a community college, starting salary $60,000? When he goes to school for those 2 or 3 years, whatever it is, if he goes to community college, he'll be able to learn at least one Seder day, maybe even more. Of course, if he goes to NYU, then he's probably not going to... Kamat Malui. Very little, if anything. What should he do? The shadow's like this. Listen here. I have to do my Ishtadlus, and... But Mitzat Sheni to have Bitochen. If I'm supposed to make that money, I'll make the money even if I go to community college, right? There's certain people that didn't go to any college and they make a very lot of money. So if I'm supposed to make the money, I'll make the money every side. What's the do in this case? Let's say he needs 180,000. So is that considered status or listen here? Am I supposed to be able to go if I'm doing the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm supposed to make any status. It's not that nobody comes out of there making it. It's not like it's an eighth nigla. Just it's not the average salary is that's where it's starting from as opposed to even then NYU. Then it's starting a little bit more than that. It was 120. I can't remember 120 or 100. Kitzer was a very, very significant difference. The difference between the two. Don't think that I answered the question. But it's this nekuda, and it's something, and you really can't answer the question because it's something which is very, very dependent on the person himself. Just to bring out the nekuda, there's a ma'isa shahaya. I think this ma'isa brings out the whole nekuda of inyan bitachin. Supposedly, I heard this from a Makor Neman. I don't know if he was there by the stipler. I don't think he was, but ma'isa shahaya. Somebody came to the stipler and he said as follows. I like to buy an apartment, but I have no way to pay back the mashkanta as far as I know right now. I can't pay back my mortgage. I can't pay back my mortgage. I don't have a specific way. Can I buy the apartment without knowing how I'm going to pay back? I'll be b'teich in the Kaddish Baruch. Said the stipler to him, I can't answer you because I don't know who you are. What does that mean? That there is such a possibility. A person that has emes of bitachin in a chum is such a possibility. However, you can't fool anybody. Supposedly, the end of the ma'isa went that he went for it, took the plunge, bought it, and regretted it afterwards. It just means that who are you fooling, right? There was a person, somebody that has emes of bitachin, kiyodua, the brisker off, his bitachin was ironclad. And he had a curlum, and he used to pay people, give people a monthly stipend, give him a curlum check. And very often it happened that it was mamash the last day, and that's when he got the money. Kitzur, somebody came to him, and he told him, listen here, I want to sponsor the curlum. I'm willing to put the bill for the curlum for an entire year, or at least. This girl said to him, you're going to take away my bitachon, chas v'shalom. He didn't accept it. That means he was so ironclad, it's forward to me that I'm going to get the money. I need you to do it. I'm going to be same on you. Even if it's etvas, I'm taking away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I'm going to be same on a mention that I already didn't want. So this is where it really gets difficult. The person has to do a shtadlis. There's a chavis shtadlis. Yitzhak Tzadik did it because he was mechuyev to be mishtadl. And we're not going to fool ourselves that we're anywhere near Yitzhak Tzadik's dargo. And for sure we have to do a shtadlis. The question is at what point? Like the Ramchal says, L'maisa Tzaklolom, a person should be boichar rab im yutai. It shouldn't be something which takes up his whole day that doesn't allow him to have any Avodas Hashem. If it's going to infringe on his Avodas Hashem to the extent that he's not being Mekayim, his Iker Chiyuvim, he's not davening with a minion, if he feels it, could very well be that that's a Chelek Ikri. A person's job has to be one that's Matim to the Avodas Hashem. If it's overriding his Avodas Hashem to the point that his basic Chiyuvim is not being Mekayim, then certainly that's not what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. If a person is boiteach on his wisdom, on his brains, or his brawn, or his ishtadlos, the problem is to be boiteach on ishtadlos. Very often a person sees he does ishtadlos in one place, and the yeshua comes totally from a different place. This is not ma'isim that are like once in a year. This is ma'isim shemachol yom by every person if they think about it. A lot of times a person puts an ishtadlos in one place, and his yeshua comes from a totally different place. He'll wear himself out, and he's going to become worn out, and he's not going to be able to achieve his desires. It says, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the scheming of the Chachamim, their plans, and he traps them with their own plans. In other words, it's kufa their ideas, which causes their downfall. Now, a person's b'teach al chokhmasa is the pasuk in Mishlei in Parag Gimel. It says, "B'teach al Hashem b'chol yibecho, b'teach al Kadosh Baruch Hu with your whole heart, v'el binos chal tishoyin." And don't rely on your wisdom. So Rabbeinu Yoina says there on the pasuk, he says, "Why al binos chal tishoyin?" He says a person is wont to rely on their brains more than anything else, more than their gvura, more than their esher, more than anything else. The brains, that's what it is. I know for sure. I'm a smart guy. I can do it. I'll work it out. A person relies on that. Memela, the pasuk was mazir more than anything else. Don't rely on your brain. Don't rely. Meishiv chachamim ocher v'daitim yisokel. You're not better than the Tanoim. And it says about them Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai from the Gedolei the Ketanim of the Talmidim of Hillel. But what it says about him, there's nothing that he didn't know. He was the one that took Klal Yisrael over from the beginning, before the Korban to after the Korban. And it says about him, Meshiv Chachomim Mocha V'daitim Yisofel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the Chachma from the smartest people. A person can't rely on such a thing. It says, V'nemar Shafti V'ro Tachas Hashemesh Kiloi L'kalim HaMoyetz V'le L'gevurim HaMochomo V'gam L'le Chachomim Lechem. A person, even if he's fleet-footed, he can't run away. There's people that they thought that they were going to Chizkio Atzadik, right? You could go in here and Chizkio, you can go look at his, they still have the tunnel that he created for himself, that he dug for himself to run away. And Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that as he's coming out, he ran right through it, he said to save himself, and as he's coming out, a deer was running through the forest, and the enemy was chasing after the deer, and as he came out, they found him. So you could have all your ideas of where you're running and where you're going. And Kadosh Baruch Hu takes it. Leila Chachamim, Leila Gibarim, Machama Goliath. Who is bigger than Goliath? No one could fight him, right? One little stone comes along, David HaMelech, without any armor, without anything, and he kills him. There's a right. Leila Chachamim Lechem. And even the smartest people doesn't mean that they'll have lechem. Could be that they're in a place, right? Rothschild, even so rich, he got locked in his safe. You could be as smart as you want, but the situation could present itself that a person doesn't have lechem. Says that kfirim, even lions, the strong ones, roshu ve'evu, they become poor, ve'evu, and they'll be hungry. V'dorshi Hashem, those are v'dorshi Kadosh Baruch Hu v'teichen, they're v'nishu lo'enem, lo yasru chaltoyim, they'll never be missing anything. Now, just what's pasuk pshat on this pasuk? What does that mean? V'dorshi Hashem le'yasru chaltoyim, we didn't see anybody in the Holocaust that was looking for bread. We don't see people nowadays that a big Talmud Chacham that his pantries are empty and he doesn't have any food. What does it mean le'yasru chaltoyim? What does that mean? What's the pasuk pshat on the pasuk? And Rashi doesn't say anything either. What does the Mitzvah do? Whether a Radak, whether Ibn Ezra. What's pasuk pshat? Pasuk pshat is that even if he doesn't have it, the very fact that he's boiteich and a kadosh baruch and he knows that this is what is best for him, so then that's not a chesaron. He doesn't look at it as a chesaron. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo would tap you on the shoulder and say, by the way, the best thing for you today is that you shouldn't have food, then Elechanami, for you, you're not lacking anything. I'm not lacking because I know that's the best thing for me. And Mimela, when a person's by Techan Kadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about me more than anything else. And more than anybody else cares about me. And for sure my parents want me to have food. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving me food. How could that be? It must be that this is what's best for me, and I know that he has the yechanus to give me food. And that Bitachan and Rebbeinu Shlomo makes it that Elechanami, first of all, not only, it makes it that he doesn't feel like he's lacking anything. The bitachon itself is a schus that he should get food no matter what situation he's in.